Hello, I'm Dr. John White, Chief Medical Expert at Discovery Channel. Using chemotherapy and radiation to treat non-small cell lung cancer is one of the most significant advances in oncology over the last 30 years. But there are some potentially debilitating side effects to these therapies, including esophagitis. Doctors at UPMC Cancer Centers have developed a new treatment that protects the esophagus from the damaging effects of radiation and chemotherapy during cancer treatment without protecting the cancer.
The most debilitating side effect of chemoradiotherapy of lung cancer is esophagitis. Patients who are getting the best drugs that we have available now, in addition to radiation therapy, experience inflammation of the esophagus to the point where anywhere from 10 to 20% of patients may be unable to even swallow their own saliva. The traditional way to manage esophagitis is to palliate the pain. At UPMC, though, we've taken a research approach to treating this terrible side effect by actually understanding what radiation and chemotherapy does to the esophagus and preventing the damage rather than simply palliating the pain. We developed in our laboratory programs a drug called MNSOD plasmid liposomes. It is a protein which is naturally produced by cells in the body when they're exposed to radiation. We reasoned that if we could get cells in the esophagus to overexpress this protein before radiation exposure and continually during the course of radiation, that they would suffer less esophageal side effects. Patients swallow a tablespoon-sized volume of clear liquid. The drug sticks to the esophagus. The plasmid goes into the cells in the esophagus, makes the protein. Protein is produced for 2 to 4 days. Thus, the patients will have a swallow twice a week during a 7.5-week treatment course. We can say that it's safe with no toxicity. And now in the phase 2 trials, the patients receiving this dose are experiencing no toxicity, but in addition, appear to be having less radiation side effects. JP4039 is a molecule that does the same thing MNSOD does. It targets the mitochondria, and the JP4039 goes into the mitochondrial membrane, stabilizes it, and the mitochondria don't leak, the cells don't die, and it has the same protective effect. JP4039 is in the development stage. The drug discovery stage is essentially complete, and we are looking for development of it in the form of a pharmaceutical that could then go into a clinical trial. What makes UPMC unique is our translation of basic science research from the bench to the bedside. Both the MNSOD plasmid liposome program and our new JP4039 were developed in basic science research laboratories here at UPMC. So our advantage is the scientists who developed the drug are in fact the ones caring for the patients.
Preventing the debilitating side effects of esophagitis can reduce the chances of dehydration and swallowing difficulty, increasing the likelihood that patients will be able to complete their treatment for non-small cell lung cancer.